From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Tensions between the U.S. and Turkey. Reuters' Pascal Davies reporting.
Tension escalating in a brewing diplomatic crisis between Turkey and the U.S. after both the NATO allies suspended visa services in a tit-for-tat fallout. The U.S. mission to Turkey on Sunday suspended all non-immigrant services following the arrest of a U.S. consulate employee in Istanbul on Wednesday. He's accused of links to Fethullah Gulen, a cleric who the Turkish government blames for last year's failed coup. The self-exiled Islamic preacher lives in Pennsylvania. His extradition to Turkey has been sought to little avail. In retaliation for the U.S. visa cutback, Turkey's embassy in Washington blocked new applications from U.S. citizens.
An overhaul to the U.S.'s green card system is what's being called for by President Donald Trump if Democrats want to strike a deal over the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. During a conference call outlining immigration legislation priorities and principles, Francis Cisna, director of the United States Citizen and Immigration Services, discussed some proposed reforms.
One of the reforms that we're proposing is making the use of E-Verify mandatory. E-Verify, as many of you probably know, is a program that USCIS runs that easily allows employers to electronically verify whether a new employee is authorized to work in the United States. Currently, though, employers are not required to use it, but notwithstanding that, almost 750,000 employers have enrolled in E-Verify.
Last month, Mr. Trump announced plans to end DACA, an Obama-era policy that protects from deportation hundreds of thousands of young people brought to the country illegally as children. This is VOA News. The director of the International Atomic Energy Agency, says he is not optimistic about possible solutions to the North Korean nuclear crisis.
I remain seriously concerned about North Korea's nuclear program. North Korea continues to conduct nuclear tests, launch missiles, and threaten other countries in complete disregard of the repeated demands of the international community.
Yukio Amano said his organization is working to collect and evaluate information regarding North Korea's nuclear program, but says it remains impossible to report progress on that situation. A Bangladesh border official tells a French news agency that at least 12 Rohingya fleeing violence in Myanmar and seeking refuge in Bangladesh drowned late Sunday when their packed boat capsized. The report is that the bodies were those of 10 children, an elderly woman and man. More than 500,000 people who are Rohingya Muslims have fled Myanmar's Rakhine state for Bangladesh since late August. The International Committee of the Red Cross has decided to drastically reduce its presence in relief operations in war-torn Afghanistan, citing a series of recent attacks that have killed 7 of its staff, including a foreigner. There have been security incidents over the past 30 years undermining relief activities, but 3 direct attacks in northern Afghanistan since last December have particularly affected the ICRC on the whole. They do include last month's attack in one of the biggest rehabilitation centers in the country. American Richard H. Thaler was awarded the 2017 Nobel Prize for Economics. The award committee said Thaler was chosen for his contributions to behavioral economics. He developed the theory of mental accounting, explaining how people simplify financial decision-making by creating separate accounts in their minds, focusing on the narrow impact of each individual decision rather than its overall effect. The divisive U.S. political scene was again on display Sunday. President Donald Trump exchanged barbed tweets with Tennessee Senator Bob Corker of his own party, while Vice President Mike Pence walked out of a professional football game after some players protested against racism by kneeling during the playing of the national anthem. Mr. Trump wrote that he had refused to endorse Corker for a re-election race, which led to the senator to drop out, saying Corker had begged for the endorsement. But Corker, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, was a prominent supporter of Trump and has been very critical of his fellow Republicans since his time in the White House. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.